This is the room of photographs. It consists of two galleries where around 300 photos are on display, all of them chosen from the museum's collection, which holds more than 150,000 items in total. The exhibition changes every 3 months for reasons of conservation, but the concept underlying its layout stays the same. Each time it changes, we can still see three fundamental types of shot: portraits, views, and photojournalism. If you stand so that you're facing the introductory display board, then on your right, you'll have views of Warsaw, and on your left, you'll see portraits. As I'm sure you'll have spotted, the photos have been organized in line with two axes, vertical and horizontal, which imposes a specific order on them. And so, following the vertical axis at the bottom, we have the oldest photos. Some of them were even taken as far back as the mid-19th century. Then, as your gaze travels upwards, the exhibits date from later and later until you reach our times. On the other hand, the photos on the horizontal axis move from detailed to general. In other words, from close-ups of individuals to group portraits and from architectural details to panoramic views. In both galleries, there are mobile, well-lit reading desks with information sheets about the items. All the photos are well worth your attention. However, there are three that have been framed to stand out in particular. One of them is in this gallery, and the other two are next door. I'll be introducing you to each of them in turn. You'll find the first of the three on the wall opposite the entrance, so please head over there. Once you're there, please have a look at the bottom row, in other words, at the oldest photographs. Just above the grey display board, there's a small photo set behind a light grey mount, also known as a passepartout. It shows a woman wearing black clothes that tell us she's in mourning. The women of Warsaw adopted this style of dress in the early 1860s as an expression of their patriotism and opposition to the oppression and violence of the Tsarist authorities. The portrait was taken in the studio of a man by the name of Karol Beyer. Beyer was a pioneer of Polish and Varsovian photography. By 1845, he'd already set up his first studio, and it didn't take him long to spread the word about this new medium. Small portraits became particularly popular, and their painted counterparts lost out for several reasons, including the faithfulness of the image and the price. Now, please take your time to look around this part of the exhibition on your own. I'll be waiting for you next door. Welcome to the second gallery of the Room of Photographs. Here, alongside many portraits and views, we also have works by photographers who documented not only events crucial to our country's history, but also the daily lives of Varsovians in bygone times. Let me begin this part of the tour by keeping the promise I made earlier. In other words, by focusing on the two photographs that the exhibition creators have singled out by way of a light grey mount, or passepartout. So please have a look at the wall opposite the entrance and at the left-hand side of the wall. The photo you're looking for shows a skyscraper in a cloud of smoke. This is one of the best-known images from the Warsaw Uprising of 1944. It depicts the moment when a German shell hit the Prudential Insurance Building, which had been captured by the insurgents. That moment was immortalized by a photojournalist who was a famous member of the resistance. His name was Sylvester Brown, codename Chris. Years later, this is how he recalled the moment in his own words. "I settled myself on the roof of a townhouse, number 28, Copernicus Street. The weather was glorious, with a pure morning sun and a crystal clear panorama of our wounded, mutilated city. There were no ruins obscuring my field of vision. The smoke of fires hung in the distance. Time passed. An hour of waiting had gone by when my eye picked up the yellow trail of a shell against the brilliant blue of the sky. Through the viewfinder of my camera, I saw it hitting the Prudential and the blossoming explosion within 3 seconds or so. I took 6 shots. Brown worked for the Information and Propaganda Bureau of the Home Army, the main Polish resistance movement during the Second World War. During the uprising, he took more than 3,000 photos. 50% of them have survived. Now please turn round and have a look at the wall to the right of the passageway, linking the first gallery with this one. You'll see a section devoted to views. Again, you'll see a photo that stands out because of its light grey mount. It shows Warsaw in the spring of 1945. In the background, we have some ruins in the Praga district, on the right bank of the Vistula River. The temporary bridge is jam-packed with people, At the time, it was the only link between the left bank and the Praga district. I should also mention the fact that despite what you can see in the photo, the destruction wrought on Praga was actually much less serious than in the city centre on the left bank. The shot is one of the most famous works by Zofia Chomiotowska. Her photos of Warsaw cover the interwar period, the war years, and the post-war reconstruction of the city. This print was made for an exhibition entitled Warsaw Accuses, which opened at the city's National Museum on the 3rd of May 1945. And now, please feel free to explore this part of the exhibition. Then, when you're ready, please leave the gallery via the exit on the right.